Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line. Cork's 96 FM.
Dr. Mally Coyle, or Coyne rather, joins me. Dr. Coyne, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good, and thank you for joining us. It can become a problem, and it can become a problem without you noticing.
Absolutely. It's what we call emotional spending, which can become an issue. So really, it's, you know, you're feeling a strong emotion before you make a decision to spend. You're not really using your reasoning, your logic before you make a buying decision. You get an emotional high from, you know, from buying the item. You might get an emotional high from seeing the delivery truck come and deliver. And really, it's the emotion is highly personal to you, and the real need for the item doesn't necessarily come into play. So sometimes it could be that it arrives and you leave it in the hallway and you don't even open the thing, or you open it and you don't use it, and it's beyond your kind of your means as well. So it's about how often you're doing something like that and whether the trigger is a strong emotion.
We all, in real time, if you like, we all buy stuff that we don't really need with money that we don't really have. But that's once in a while. This is becoming habitual for some people.
Yeah, I mean, we have to think of how we're doing at the moment during COVID. I think you're right. You said in the intro there, we've all bought a few bits and pieces online just to kind of, even the excitement of having something arrive for you, you know, because we can't get to the shop. Or me, I've bought, you know, bits and pieces for the kids here and there because, you know, I'm not able to get them anything otherwise. But this is, you know, where a strong emotion might kind of lead to that. So you might be feeling quite stressed. There might be issues in your relationship, stress at work, fear of COVID. You know, there's a lot of threat around us at the moment, the uncertainty about what are the, you know, what's happening now with the lockdown, how long more. We don't even know if kids are going back to school on Monday. So it's kind of like, do you know, there's a lot of stress out there. So you can understand why sometimes people manage their stress in certain ways, and shopping might be one of those ways. But I suppose you kind of know that there's an issue when you're spending way beyond your means. And also you might be feeling guilt or shame afterwards. You might be feeling like, why did I get that? I didn't need it. And that it's like a habitual thing that becomes more of an issue.
Yeah, you could end up with a massive credit card bill at the end of it all.
Absolutely. And, you know, who wants that at the end of COVID? So I mean, and also just to say the marketers, you know, I always was told if you don't make it in psychology, go into advertising. Like, literally, they are, you know, kind of like using those emotions. They know the emotions that you might be feeling. You know, you might want to keep up with the Joneses. You might, you know, feel this sense of fear or guilt or sadness, or, you know, it's all about trust in a product, you know, belonging. And they are absolutely profiteering from that. And you know yourself, probably, if you've left a YouTube ad play for longer than a few seconds, you will get constant notifications over the days and weeks after that for that particular product, no matter what app you go into.
Yeah, so, it's actually, you know, a little bit sinister. I bought a little gadget. I wanted to buy this particular gadget for a while, and I caught it on special offer in Amazon. So I bought it, and I'm very happy with it, and I might even buy another one in 6 months' time. But I am inundated, no matter what I open, with ads for the same gadget.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's sinister. That's the internet listening to us, and we don't get that. And if you're vulnerable to overspend, that's exactly what you'll do.
Exactly. And that's why I kind of say, and I use this little trick myself. You know, I might be like in work and, you know, I just, you know, I want a period of something to just look at during my lunch break, and I might look at a nice scarf or something online, something that somebody has been wearing. You see, we're also very influenced by what we see on social media. Oh, that person has that thing, so I might want something like that. So leaving it in your shopping basket for 24 hours, for a couple of days, and then looking back at it and kind of wondering, is this a want or is this a need? Because sometimes you look back at your shopping basket a few days later and go, actually, I don't need those 10 books. Those two are the ones that I really, you know, I'm not going to read 10 books. So those are the two that I really want, or this is what I really would like, you know. And then for your gadget, you might kind of leave it there and then kind of do a bit more research on YouTube on what gadget is really the one you most want, rather than the one that, that seems like, you know, that they're advertising to you. So it's about kind of the waiting period, because that's when your reasoning brain can come back into action again, because this impulse buying is done without actually thinking.
Mm. At what point, Dr. Coyne, can you look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, I need to cop on here? Can you recognize certain dangers? Or moreover, if someone in the house that you live with is spending, can you recognize problems? When does it become problematic?
I think it becomes problematic when there's a lot of emotions involved, where you're not kind of using the products that you're buying, that you're spending beyond your means, that it becomes this immediate, you're seeking immediate gratification all the time, and that there, you know, really, it's actually a sign of more of an underlying issue going on in your life. You know, like many of us are struggling during this lockdown, but that this is an underlying issue, that you have this need to soothe yourself through shopping, and there might be other ways that, you know, people use other ways to soothe themselves, using alcohol or whatever it is for them. But it kind of is, it's indicative of more of an issue that you may need help with, particularly if this is kind of like a repeated thing, that you're not even using the stuff, and you just know, you recognize by even listening to us today the difference between, yeah, I mean, sometimes I might just kind of buy two items on, you know, instead of buying one. But I kind of just know, you just know yourself if it's an issue or not. So it's about really, the most important thing is to figure out what are your triggers when I shop. So even you could keep a spending diary of the last few weeks, say, or the next few weeks, and go, when I shop, what have I bought in the last week, or in the, you know, why have I bought it? How did I feel during and after? And was it a want or a need? Because they say with budgets that if we can spend 50% on needs, 30% on wants, and 20% on savings, and have that bit of fun money, that's okay. Like, we're not trying to say you can't go and buy anything online, you know?
Yeah. Just be careful. Be careful of it, because I think you believe that some people may need professional help when all this is over.
Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely think, I mean, the fact that, I mean, online shopping is up anyway, because that's the only way we can shop at the moment very often. But I think it's probably creating a problem for people who are at home, and who it's the first thing they might look at. Oh, I wonder. And even that whole social comparison, you know, looking online a lot. I think it's a good idea to maybe unsubscribe from those companies, you know, that you have subscribed to opt out of the advertisements, to delete any apps that might kind of increase your temptation, being aware of your habits and delaying that gratification. And don't save your credit card if you can on websites, because then it's too easy to just press one button.
Yes, there's a very dangerous little knack in, I think it's Windows 10, where you can save a card into Windows 10, and all you have to remember is the little 3-digit code at the back of the card, and you can buy a flipping house.
I know,
It is dangerous. Yeah. Just before I let you go, Dr. Coyne, I know you have a book out, and it's about anxious children, and there are a lot of anxious children around at the moment. Tell me a bit about Love In, Love Out.
Well, it's a book that I released last July 2020, and really the whole idea behind the book is, you know, to help parents understand their child. A child can be anxious at any age, and they can have a small bit of anxiety or they can have more. But the whole idea behind Love In, Love Out is the recognition by the parent that, you know, their child's anxiety can make them anxious, or else they might be anxious in the first place too. So when parents are anxious, that can kind of make it difficult for them to react in the kind of in the most appropriate way or the most calming way with their child. So I'm really kind of looking at you know, how does your child's anxiety make you feel, and how can you respond? And I use a really kind of like an acronym that brings parents through those steps. And I think it's very relevant for the times that we live in, because there's a lot of parents out there and kids out there that are experiencing higher levels of anxiety because of all the uncertainty.
There's a little discussion has started on some of my social media in the last couple of days, and when I knew you were coming on, I said I'd ask you about it. And it's a kind of an argument that says, look, for the most part, and this is coming from a lot of parents who've raised children, and the children are a bit older now, for the most part, the kids will be fine. Don't be panicking about them. For the most part, they're going to be okay. Would you go along with that?
I would. And I know the media, they love kind of stories like, oh, massive increase in mental health issues. Yes, there are children who have really struggled. And I usually think those were kids more likely with pre-existing struggles that became worse during the lockdowns for whatever reason. But I think for the most part, human beings will go back to school, to work, to their, you know, yes, things might look a bit different, but we will go back to a semblance of normality. And kids, you know, at the end of the day, resilience is about facing an imaginable threat with a soothing presence by your side. This, for most people, is a manageable threat. And, you know, it's not a bad thing that children are learning and adults are learning a bit more how to cope with difficult situations. Who knew we would be here a year later? So I think we've done amazingly as a nation. And I think let's keep going. And let's also look back at how well we've done up to now, and what are the tools that we've used, and how, like, I think children are superheroes, and I think parents are superheroes, and I think we all are out there for having managed this.
If I could prevail upon you for another minute, Dr. Coyne, and maybe look at that, because, you know, we're all talking about, and it's been a constant diet now for a year, and people like me who work in the media, not only am I half of the problem, I can't get away from it myself a lot of the time. How do we, is there a case to be made for all of us, those of us who work close to it and those of us who don't work close to it at all, to set aside an hour of the day, which is a COVID-free zone every day?
Oh, 100%. You mean for people who work in the media or generally?
Work in the media or just generally, everybody?
Absolutely. I think, you know, Brendan Kelly is a psychiatrist that I did a Dublin Book Festival kind of event with him, and he talked about taking COVID holidays. So, you know, when you go to the shop, you know, or when you're out for your walk, or, you know, take, you know, you are a steward of your senses. I have actually stopped watching the news, the 9 o'clock news, religiously in the last few weeks, and also prime time, like, just stuff was annoying me because my dad lives in Spain. I haven't seen him since December 2019. He's 80. When I saw people coming home from Lanzarote and on their holidays, it was triggering me. So I knew then I have to stay away from this news and this, and even and social media generally. I just needed a break for myself. And so now I'm just listening to what I have to listen to, be it on the radio, but I'm just watching Netflix at night instead. Because for me, for my mental health, I need I just can't manage all this information.
All right. And that's good advice for the rest of us. Thank you for your time this morning, Dr. Mally Coyne.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.